Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. But for our radio audience here in Mississippi, WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all could be with us. Also, tuning in to our online affiliates around the world, we're glad that you all could be with us as well. Well, one of the individuals you guys have seen me talk a lot about, as well as talk a lot with, is author and motivational speaker Mary Ellen Saganovich. She's someone who I'm not only glad to call a friend, but someone who's been able to motivate and inspire people through her books and also her online messages. You know her from her books like Truth, Taking Responsibility, Unleashes True Healing. She also has her book, Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire. And her newest book is called Truth Lives. We're going to talk to Mary Ellen not only about what it's been like for her to share her messages with the world through her books, but also what it's been like for her to use social media to be able to connect with the world as well. If you guys are not connected with Mary Ellen, we'll let you know how to be able to find her online as well. Mary Ellen, so glad to have you back on with us.
Oh, well, thank you, Cyrus. It's always a blessing to speak with you, my friend. You know that. I just appreciate you, and you add so much light and positivity to our world, and that is so needed right now and always.
Well, Mary Ellen, thank you. Your check is on the way. I appreciate the kind the kind words. Mary Ellen, no, but seriously, I was just saying, you know, that how glad I've been over the past decade to call you a friend and someone I've been able to be motivated and inspired by. I think a lot of times we don't think about the impact that we are having on others, right, through the things that we say and do. But what has it been like for you, Mary Ellen, over this past 10 years to think about the people you've been able to reach?
Well, it's been such a blessing and actually a healing blessing for me, as well as I hope for others. It's just been, you know, I know God wants me to write these words, and he continues to send them to me. And I praise that, and I know this is my purpose now and my passion for getting these words out there to inspire people. And it's just been, like I said, it's, you know, as you heal yourself, you also heal others, and you can inspire them to heal themselves. And I don't mean of any kind of diagnosis. You don't have to have a diagnosis to be able to heal. You need to wake up to the awareness within yourself.
Yeah. Let's dive into that a little bit. I love the wording you use there, Mary Ellen, because even in your book, you have a book that's called Healing Words. When did you realize the power of words and that words could not only hurt but could also heal? When did you realize that for yourself?
Well, I knew that words could hurt when I was growing up. Every time my mom said that I wasn't wanted, and you know, she tried to get rid of me, that hurt quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so I always knew the power of words. Yet when you grow up with that negativity, even though you don't like it and you don't like what was happening in your house, you have to understand that that is what you learn. And you will carry that on into your next relationship unless you become aware of it, and you become aware of not only aware of it, but aware of what to do to change it. How can you change that? And, you know, that's what Healing Words began as my first book, and I just kept hearing all these vignettes from God, and I was like, you know, please give them to somebody else. And he was like, no. Why do you think you went through everything you went through? I said, okay, fine, I'll write them down. And then from writing them down, and I put them actually in the order that I heard them, and my publisher for the first edition wanted to change them, and I said, no, that's the way they're supposed to be. And, you know, it has been a healing book. Every lesson in Healing Words is a healing vignette to wake you up so that you will quit blaming other people for what you choose to do, because you know, you do something and you say, oh, you know, they made me do that. Well, they didn't make you do anything that you didn't choose to do on some level. So you made that choice to go forward and do it.
You know, it goes to the subtitle of the book, Truth. We're just hitting all the books right now, Mary Ellen. Taking responsibility unleashes true healing. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is one of the things, again, that is not easy. And people in the world choose not to do that primarily to take any type of responsibility or ownership. When did you realize the importance of that, that you really could not find healing unless you were willing to take responsibility?
Probably after my first husband left. And, you know, he was a good person. I was a good person. We were just very different, okay? Mm-hmm. And I understand from going through the Atlanta Awareness Center and the other spiritual centers I went to be a mindfulness coach, that I had actually become my mother in that relationship. I had become actually what I didn't want to become. Not that that relationship would have worked out anyway. You know, it was what it was to have bring my daughter onto the earth and to the planet. And I had to learn to, okay, and even now I will catch myself thinking something and I'll think, no, that is mother again. Hello, mother. Go away. Go get in your little box. You're gone. You know, you have to take responsibility for yourself. And it's not that I had to go back to my first husband and apologize or whatever. That was a done deal. I had to forgive myself. I had to take responsibility within myself so that I would learn from it and go forward in the perfect relationship that I'm in right now with Pete. And, you know, we've been married for 24 years and not recreate the pattern again, because in a relationship, you either become the parent that you had the most issues with, or the relationship becomes that parent to you so you can still learn from it.
Love that. You talk about forgiveness of self. That is one of the things that is not easy to do. I have struggled with that over the years myself. And a lot of times when we're dealing with that, Mary Ellen, as you know, and our audience has realized, a lot of times it's not even, you know, something that you necessarily have done, but it's something that you've kind of taken ownership of. How has forgiving yourself helped you in moving forward in life, even through other challenges?
Oh, tremendously, because forgiveness of self aids a lot of healing throughout your body. You know, when we ask God for forgiveness, he forgives us instantly. It's gone, it's done, you ask for forgiveness, okay, fine. It's the human ego, the mind, that mindset that keeps you hooked in, well, I did this in the past, and I have to atone for it, and I have to keep carrying it around with me. No, you don't. You can let it go. You can forgive yourself. And it's not easy to do. You have, and you don't just do it one time. You forgive yourself, and then you forgive yourself again, and it becomes easier and easier and easier until the past is gone. And you can stay in the now moment, and you can quit, you know, being anxious about the future. You can just do in the moment what God puts in front of you to do.
One of the things I've struggled with, and I've shared openly with our audience, Mary Ellen, on this platform and others, because I think it's important for people to realize that even though you and I are in positions where people see us as public figures, that we still are a work in progress ourselves. And one of the things I've struggled with is getting out of my own way. Success has not been an easy thing for me. And so I have tried to slow it, which sounds crazy, I know, to some people, but and to do things that, you know, that make things not happen quicker, because it made me uncomfortable. Talk to us about how you've been able to get out of your own way. You said something really interesting, and I've never asked you this question before, because I hadn't thought about it this way before, which is why it's great over the past decade to keep talking with you. You said that you had said to God about these truths to give them to someone else. I found in my book, the book was really written for me. I just happened to be able to share it with others. How much of your three books, Mary Ellen, have been really messages that God was trying to share with you?
Oh, all of them. Absolutely all of them. And every message I hear, and when I'm writing them, I'll think to myself, well, thank you, God. I know this is for me. And, you know, you have to risk, and you have to go forward. When you're in your own way, you don't risk. You don't go forward. You don't seize every single opportunity. It doesn't matter how small or how large the opportunity is. You just begin. You begin doing something. Like when Healing Words came out, I thought, okay, how can I get these messages out to people? And I didn't want to post just the messages in the book. I thought, what is similar that they would like And if they like my messages, then they would buy healing words. And I came up with the truth of the day. And I thought, well, that's good, you know. And then I kept asking God, okay, what would you like me to write about? And, of course, that became my second book, Taking Responsibility, because it is such a big thing in our society right now for people to take responsibility for themselves. You know, it's not about anyone else. Your world is all about you. You know, if there's something in your world you don't like, why is it there? Why are you choosing to have it there? Why did you put it there? Take responsibility for it and let it go.
A great reminder for all of us. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Excited to welcome back my friend, Mary Ellen Zaganovich. You know her as an author, motivational speaker. She's giving us the books Truth, Taking Responsibility, and Lisa's True Healing. Also, of course, the book Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, as well as her new book, Truth Lives, which we're going to be talking about here in just a bit. So we mentioned the books, Mary Ellen. I want to go back to how you've been able to show up. I mean, literally, you've been able to show up on social media in particular, sharing these things like your miracle moments. What has that been like for you to be able to, you have become an on-camera personality. What has that been like for you to look at?
Well, it's something that I really didn't set out to do. I just knew that, you know, nobody's going to knock on my door and say, hey, Mary Ellen, come down and host this show or whatever. So I thought, okay, what? I don't know why, but whatever. I mean, I'm here, Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so I thought, okay, what can I do? And I thought, okay, miracles with Mary Ellen, because M goes with Mary Ellen, and what the truths are, they are miracles that you can see your life differently. And when you see something differently, you do create a miracle in your life. So then I thought, what could I do at the end of the week? So I do Mary Ellen's Miracle Moment, which I do tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's going to be the miracle of controlling your temper. And it's a very powerful miracle. And so any parents out there that might need to teach their children, this might be a good one for you to listen to. And it's just grown from there. And, you know, people see me and they repost it, and I'm just so blessed and grateful, and I'm inspired by all of my family. I'm very inspired by you and everyone in your group, Teresa Smith, Melissa Banks, Darius. You know, all the people that I read also inspire me.
Right.
And, it, you know, when you give inspiration, you're going to get inspiration back.
You know, that brings up another interesting point, which is why I don't script this show, because a lot of interesting points come up when you just have a conversation. Who we surround ourselves with, I've been focusing a lot on that, I've noticed, and not even intentionally, Mary Ellen, in talking with my audience about that, but I have definitely understood, and I have to say it bothers me that people don't realize the danger of who they associate with online and offline. Yes, there can be benefit, but there is so much darkness and so much negativity and nastiness that's out there. And it really has surprised me. And so I'm curious, has it surprised you that people don't think about what they're reading and who they're listening to and who they're surrounding themselves with, that they don't realize the impact that has on them and their own ideas about life and what they can do?
Well, that goes with what you're saying, goes along with page one under Truth Lives, my brand new book, which says, are you asleep or awake? And people who do not realize that the negativity that they're putting into themselves through social media, through any kind of newscast that just keeps bombarding negative and negative and negative, because the newscast keeps you in fear to keep you listening, to keep you being there. And so those people are still asleep. They're not aware of what they need to do to go forward with positivity. Because when you read positive posts, when you read positive articles, when you listen to positive newscasts, and you're a great example of having a positive newscast that is entertaining and informative and, of course, has a truth of the day. Thank you. Had to plug that. You know,
right.
They're just not awake yet. they're not aware of what they need to do to be the children of light that they truly are.
So I guess an obvious and personal question would be, Mary Ellen, is what keeps you going? Because this work that we do is not easy. It's not always rewarding. It's not always appreciated. We don't always see the results and the impact of it. Doesn't mean it's not happening, but we don't always see it. For people out there who have wanted to do something or wanted to try something new and have not seen the results, tell them what keeps you going. What keeps you moving forward?
Well, it's my purpose. I consider it my purpose, and it is something that I like to do. And don't get me wrong, I've thought about quitting a couple of times, and then right when I think about quitting, somebody posts a comment to one of my posts about how it's exactly what they needed to hear today, thank you so much, and that's what keeps me going, because that message is coming from that person, and I know it's coming from their higher power and my higher power, God, and he's saying, nope, keep going, because it is one of the things that helps me to keep my MS monster in his cave. And it helps me, you know, even on my, I've had bad MS moments on Monday, and Pete will say, well, just put out there, you know, the tape you did yesterday and explain. And I said, no, I'm going to go back and do it. And when I make myself come back and do it, it's my mind telling my body, okay, you're not going to allow this to stop you. You're going to keep going forward, and you're going to keep going and going and going, because this is going to last a lot longer than my human physical body will.
Wow. It's a great reminder. So talk to us about Truth Lives. What separates it, Mary Ellen, from the other two books?
Well, whereas Healing Words was simply a book to wake people up to what they need to see, and Taking Responsibility were more truths of the day for people to enjoy. Now, Truth Lives is kind of like the truth of the day, yet it is more of a book to help people learn how to think differently, to keep them from worrying or arguing or getting into any kind of stress or anxiety. Because what I want them to do, you can read the whole book from front to back, or you can just pick a page and read it and ask yourself, okay, how can I think like this? Do I think like this? How can I go forward today and allow myself to work this page into my life, what I just read into my life, and come back and read it at night and see what you learned about yourself? You know, you have to, if you want to change your way of thinking, okay, you have to, number one, be aware of what kind of thinking are you doing that is incorrect. And if you don't know what kind of thinking is incorrect, Truth Lives will allow you to see the potholes and the pitfalls that maybe you have been putting in your own life.
Well, that's why we're so glad that we can be able to share all three books. For those who are joining us online, you'll notice we have a link for Mary Ellen's Amazon profile page, and there you can just literally click on that link and you have access to all three of the books. Also, what we've done is we are going to be asking Mary Ellen to give out her website here in a bit, but we already have it. For those who are joining us online, you all can just click there to go directly to her website as well. So let's talk about the what's next for you, Mary Ellen. We are at the beginning of a brand new year. What are you looking forward to this year?
Well, Truth Lives is the first book in a three-book series, and so I have another book outlined that I'm probably going to close the door to my office this weekend and try to put together. And then there'll be another one after that. And Truth Lives has 120 pages to teach people how to think differently. And the other two will probably have about 125, so that you can have, you can go through your year with either one of the books. And after that, I do have, I think, a new sponsor that might be sponsoring more of my Truths of the Day. So I'm praying about that, and if everybody out there will help me pray about that also. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just getting out there more and more and more. And if you're starting anything right now, ask yourself, what is your passion? What do you love to do? And maybe you have to do it for free for a while. And then when people know you, you know, then you can start charging. You mean, I have a lot of clients I work with right now. I don't take that many a month because of everything else I do. Yet, you know, if you need to see your life differently, you can contact me, and I'll be glad to help you. And hopefully I will go on to bigger and better things. And I know you are Cyrus, and I'm going along with you, so I'm right here.
Well, look, I already know there are bigger and better things ahead for both of us, Mary Ellen, which is why we're glad that we have this time today. Again, everyone, Mary Ellen Saganovich has been our guest. She's the author of Truth, Taking Responsibility, Unleashes True Healing, also Healing Words, Life Lessons to Inspire, and the new book, Truth Lives. She also, as you heard her say, she has her great programming that you're able to watch online as well. And she does have her Truth of the Day messages here on the radio side of Mississippi. You guys are able to hear weekdays in Conversations Daily News as well. So, Mary Ellen, I mentioned the website earlier. Let our audience know the website and how they can stay connected with you.
Well, through, of course, www.askmaryellen.com is my website with quick links over to everything. It has lots of blogs over there. It has some of my YouTube videos. It has tons of things on the, I think it's about 4 or 5 pages. So make sure you go through the entire thing. And I'm also on Words I Choose to Live By on Monday with Cyrus Webb and Melissa Banks and Darius Ewing.
Exactly. Mary Ellen, so glad to have you on the program, my friend. Glad to be able to talk to you about this year and looking forward to what's to come for you.
Well, I am also, and thank you, Cyrus, so much. Like I said, you are just such a blessing to our entire planet.
Well, look, you are as well, Mary Ellen, and we're glad to be able to help to amplify your messages. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, both for our radio audience and those tuning in online. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.